All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our program on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Hwai Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's going to be on communications. We have a special guest coming in from the East Coast, and her name is Leah Sheshbera Daran. And we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in with us. We have our Lady Fima.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. I'm so delighted to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. And we also have the host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte. Thank you for coming.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And we have a great show coming up, and we have some special music coming to you from Anjanine, De Portorine, and Cascade, and also Bon Jovi, Tail Gunner, and Peaceful Bunch, if we have enough time. And we have some of our other guests coming up. We have Wegedesk. We have Shkwait. Wegedesk is a high diving champion of the world. Shkwait Shachlach, my brother from Gwaishkana, BC. And yeah, we're going to have a great show. Stay tuned, and we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from France, from Sweden, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Humanity, Human Growth and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world a better, special place in the universe the way it should be, and making our ancestors proud. So welcome and thank you. And we're going to start off with some Anjanine, De Portorine, and their song called Sherpa. So enjoy. These guys are from the East Coast. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.
Deportrine and their song called Sherpa. And yeah, that was a great band from, I think they're from Montreal and on the East Coast. And anyways, we have our brother on the line, Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
I'm doing great, Chief. Thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure. I'm sending lots of love to everybody there in the studio with you and everybody listening around the world.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. For people out there that don't know him, he's a high diving champion of the world, and it's always a blessing to have him come on. And we'd like to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, guys. This is my favorite part of living, is the breathing. It's the easiest to do, and the better we can do it, the better everything else in our life is. So let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our body so that the energies that we're going to bring in through our breath can flow seamlessly throughout our entire body. And then on the exhale, let's just let all the stress go. All right, 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Let's go. Two more. One more. In with all that love, out with all that stress. Man, I feel better already.
Woo! Yeah, it's always great getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us all ready for an awesome subject. What's our subject today is going to be on communication, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Communication is so important because it's one of the greatest gifts we have as humans, is to be able to transfer complicated ideas and even simple ones back and forth just by flapping our gums and using our vocal cords. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that I've found to be really helpful in communicating the best I can is listening to exactly what's being said from the other parties, so that when I do open my mouth and use my voice, I'm targeting those exact things that have been mentioned before. So using words that the other party is using in my own explanations is really helpful, as well as using my words in a complimentary way. You know, sometimes constructive criticism is a lot much better received when you preload it with a compliment. Like, I really like what you did with this, and this is what I would suggest you could maybe do better. That way they're very grateful to hear that compliment before they hear what you didn't like about it. And I mean, as always, I'm kind of like a broken record with this, but doing our deep breaths. Obviously, if we're having a difficult conversation, then we might get a little riled up and our emotions might get the better of us, and we might cut somebody off mid-sentence. And in many conversations I've had, I notice that whoever cuts the other person off mid-sentence, that person is usually a little more wrong, and they're not really doing their part to be a part of a civilized conversation where you let the other person finish. So, you know, sometimes the most powerful thing about somebody's communication is how well they listen. And so, yeah, those are some things that I have to say about communication. And I'm so grateful to be on this radio show because we're able to communicate these awesome ideas that help our community be better than they are, better than they were yesterday, and better tomorrow than they are today. So I want to communicate with y'all that I'm so grateful for you guys being in the studio, taking your time out of the week, every week, to be here and spread this love and positive self-empowerment to our communities, man. So that's what I got to say about it. What are you thinking?
Well, that's so beautiful and powerful. It's hard to follow that up, but, you know, I'll try. And for me, I was thinking a lot about not just human communication, but communication from all parts of the world, including the animals. And I just saw something about the whales, and one of the strongest communicators on the planet is the sperm whale. They use echolocation underwater, and it goes for miles and miles, and it's so powerful. Like if you get hit by one of their sonic booms underwater, they could rupture your eardrums. But these things have evolved on this planet for millions of years, and it's just something very fascinating about communication, not only about our own communication, but, you know, the animals and the world around us. They're always trying to communicate with each other, but also with other species. And from the underwater world, we do know that the whales and the dolphins can speak to each other and understand each other.
Amazing.
Which is pretty crazy, but fascinating. So it's always a great thing to study other communication, not only just, you know, our fellow human beings, but our fellow species on this world, to try to understand and live together and coexist on this world, and just make it a better place for all species, and also with our fellow human beings. Very important. So thank you so much for your communication, your spreading of positivity and energy. It's always awesome, and just a blessing to have you come on and share with us.
Awesome, Chief. I agree with everything you said, and I'm sending lots of love to everybody there in the studio.
Thank you.
And around the world. I look forward to tuning in again next week. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Always special to get him on our program and join us and
absolutely,
and share his special positive energy with us. And we do also welcome China. Thank you so much for joining
yes.
us. It's always an honor and a privilege to spend some time with you guys and listen in all our communication with each other, and enjoy our time and grow together.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're going to carry on with our program here. And coming up next, we'd like to hear from Charlotte, the host of Call Me Negotiator. We're going to play her some music, though, and this is from a group called Cascade, a duo, and they're going to be playing Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. And let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody.
Thank you.
was from a duo called Cascade, and their rendition of Jim Kosei's song called Time in a Bottle. Pretty beautiful music, very nice stringed instrument. And yeah, we have with us the host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte. And thank you for joining us. And we'd love to hear your words on communication.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really love to be here in this show because we have different kind of topics and being able to observe and hear different voices. Also share the content with our Chinese audiences through our live streaming. Mm-hmm. So talking about communication, I would say that is probably the core skill that we have for being in this radio station. And over the time, I realized one thing that I realized the most, or I see the core of the communication, is how we can get out from ourselves, like jump out from our self-ego. Therefore, we are not just talk to express who we are and show off what we wanted to show about ourselves, but also to understand that the communication is about exchanging the messages and the informations. So I would say there are probably three steps for me to get involved in a good communication. The first is to be able to hear or listening, like understanding what the other side wanted to say or what kind of information or message they wanted to pass. And then the second step is to, for me, to be empathetic about why they say this and what do they want to express under the table or behind the scene. And then the third is to understand and thinking about how do I respond to that? Do I respond to against them, to put them down, or to please them just because of my insecurity or because of my some kind of special purpose? So I think that is very important because a lot of because the communication and conversation happen in real time, and we only be able, most of the time, be able to respond intuitively. So that first reaction normally reflect the insecurity or the thoughts, deep thoughts from ourselves. But however, we wanted to get involved in this two people or even multiple parties communication or conversation. So I think that is more important to for us to get out of ourselves and then be able to respond to the topic. So those are, I would say, three steps that I learned so far. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear the perspectives of everyone else that joins us on in our live discussions, and just to get the perspective of each individual, and it's a learning process. Mm-hmm. And when we look at it as a learning process, it means we're open to the thoughts of other people.
Right.
And we can add it to what we have already picked up and known about, you know, the subjects that we speak about. And it's just something that we can add to our own brain waves and create something that can grow a little more in a positive way in talking with other people and just being able to understand people from another culture or
right.
A different worldview. And it's just a blessing to always have you come on to our program and join us and add your words and what you've learned and what you've picked up. It's just an honor.
Yeah, thank you so much. It is an honor for me too, and also I think it is an honor for me to be able to show a different kind of culture and voices to our audiences all the way to China, because in China now it's Friday already, mm-hmm. So that's how far it is.
Wow.
However, because of technology and all different things, and I think we observe those or attract all those audiences who mm-hmm. are able to be open and share. Mm-hmm. their comments and also hear our voices. And that is a different type of communication, which I love.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's always so special and interesting to learn, like, yeah, we're talking to the future.
Yeah, I would say so. Right.
Talking to the future with China and Australia and Japan, all the ones that are in front of us. So,
yes.
Yeah. And we thank our audiences from all over the world joining us live and listening to us and growing with us. It's just a really big pleasure to know that there's people out there that want positivity and growth too. So yeah. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
That was some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
All right, we're back, and so we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be talking with Shwait Shakhrak from Gwaishkana, BC, and first, we're going to play his song that he chose for us today, and it's from Bon Jovi, and it's Living on a Prayer, so have a listen, enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.